of you here today are Christians? Choir? Yeah? All right. Should be 100%. So, you all have faith in God, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. And you know that God loves you and God wants what is best for you, right?
Right.
Okay, good. So that all means then that you trust God, correct?
Right.
All right. So, you've all professed to be Christian. You all have faith, love, and trust in God. So here's the question. And you don't have to raise your hand for this one. But if an angel came to you in a dream and gave you specific instructions from God, which went pretty much against everything you knew or believed, how many of you would do it? Think about it. All of us here have sincere and well thought out beliefs. But how much sense would it make to obey something we heard in a dream? Well, to Joseph, it must have made a lot of sense. Because didn't he do just exactly what the angel in his dream told him? And it really was an untenable situation, because the law held that Joseph should leave Mary in disgrace, for her unexpected pregnancy made her ineligible for marriage or any sort of respectable life. In fact, it was within the realm of possibility that she could be put to death. So, by listening to the angel, Joseph broke some major religious laws and risked ridicule and disgrace for himself, which all makes Joseph one of the unsung heroes in the story of our salvation. For he loyally and faithfully followed God's lead and named Jesus as his own. So how hard do you think it was for Joseph to do all that? My guess is that he must have really struggled. After all, he was described as a righteous man, which means that he was well regarded in the Jewish community as one who could be trusted to know and to obey the law. But instead of God rewarding him for his righteousness, his whole life was turned upside down by this unexpected pregnancy. Then Joseph had to choose between maintaining his reputation as a righteous man or cooperating with God. And once he did choose to go along with God's instructions, it wasn't like he could explain his actions to anyone. Because really, what could he say? Truly, Joseph was in an impossible situation. So his subsequent actions tell us that he must have been a strong and courageous man who was faithful to God's call and therefore open to a life he had never even imagined. Because it must have seemed to him like God was changing the rules in the middle of the game. But Joseph risked it all to play along. So here we are on the fourth Sunday in Advent. Christmas is a week away. And our gospel centers on a man who, out of faith, hope, and trust, went against everything he knew in order to obey God. He had no guarantees. He had no promised rewards. Nothing was certain, except perhaps for the gossip and whisperings of his friends and neighbors. What a challenging, frightening, and chaotic time it must have been. So isn't it rather ironic, then, that during this holiday season, we work so hard to make everything just right? The decorations and the presents and the cookies, even though our celebration arises from a time when everything must have felt terribly wrong. But we have sanitized the Christmas story to the point that the risk, the fear, and the great leap of faith involved are almost totally forgotten. And we romanticize a long, tedious trip and a drafty stable in order to be able to rush in and behold the peace and perfection of the newborn child. But what today's gospel reminds us of is that behind that perfect story, there were lives that were turned upside down, plans that were disrupted, and reputations that were absolutely ruined. This baby came at a cost and came only because two people were faithful enough and committed enough to risk taking this incredible and life-changing step. So today, and every day this week, that's where our thoughts need to be. Not on the sweetness and the perfection that Christmas seems to demand, but on the challenge, the risk, and the great faith that this event necessitated from its two principal human characters, Joseph and Mary. What an inspiration they are. And what a clear reminder to us that God doesn't play by our rules, nor is God present in our lives to fulfill our expectations. Instead, we who try to live lives of predictability and self-fulfillment must learn that we are actually to listen for God's call, and that dedication, sacrifice, and even great risk may be involved in living out our lives of faith. The challenge, then, is to recognize that and accept it, and then hang on for the ride. Because this baby who is about to be born is the ultimate game changer. For more often than not, Jesus is the one who turns most human expectations right on their ear. Lives are changed, rules are broken, and the kingdom of God draws ever nearer to us. So amazing things are about to happen. Jesus is coming. And the question remains, are we prepared? Amen.